welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker, humorist, and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is perceptions are powerful. I often do workshops in churches or businesses, and in one particular workshop, I'll ask the question, perception is reality. And I'll ask people to vote. I'll give them a moment to consider that statement. You've heard it before. In fact, I'll give you a moment. Is perception reality? Is that true or false? And invariably, I'll get some hands raised to say it's true, and some hands will raise saying it's false. And I'll turn back to somebody who said it was true, and I'll say the correct answer was true, and I'll call on the person and ask why. And they'll typically say, well, because if I believe it, it's true for me, and I will act on it. I say, absolutely right. The correct answer is false, and I'll call on somebody who said false and ask them why, and they say, because we can be wrong. And I hate to be the one to tell you that, but we can be wrong. And my point is, perceptions drive us more than maybe we realize. And we form perceptions all the time. If our perceptions are accurate, then great. No worries at all. If our perceptions are inaccurate for any reason, then whatever actions or steps we take as a result of a false, erroneous perception is going to be inappropriate by definition. And again, we form perceptions about God, about others, about ourselves. And the problem is we don't check in with those perceptions often enough. We hold on to them, we form them, and then we hold on to them sometimes for decades without ever stopping to ask, is that really true? Is that how I want to view life or do life, what have you? Let me read you a letter that parents got from their daughter, Susie. She was away at college. She wrote, "Dear Mom and Dad, sorry I haven't written lately, but I haven't felt up to it. You see, I've been in the hospital for the past 3 weeks with a severe concussion and a double spiral compound fracture of my left leg. I got it, Mom and Dad, as I tripped over the curb while I was running away from the police. Now, Mom and Dad, I know I shouldn't run away from the police. That's not how you raised me, but I panicked. I didn't know how we were going to explain that stolen car that we had just crashed. And Mom and Dad, the drugs in the car, they weren't mine. And that kidnapped baby, I had no idea that baby was kidnapped. Well, my lawyer says these are pretty serious charges, but he's hoping that because I've been a good girl thus far in life, I shouldn't have to do too much time in the women's prison. We're just going to have to wait and see. Well, that's all the energy I have right now, but I'll certainly keep you posted. Your loving daughter, Susie." She went on to write, "P.S. I haven't been in the hospital. There was no stolen car, drugs, or kidnapped baby. I am, however, getting an F in biology, and I wanted to help you see that grade in its proper perspective." Can you see those parents? You're getting an F in biology. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful news. Again, perceptions or perspectives, I use them interchangeably, they drive us, they affect us so powerfully. And in terms of conflict prevention and resolution, which again the CPR stands for in the program title, or create positive relationships, if you like that one better, we need to be aware of our perceptions and hopefully choose those that we know are God-honoring, God-pleasing, because if they are, then they'll be our best choice. So let me give you some recommendations of what you might want to consider as perceptions. One is to look at other people with whom you may be in conflict or maybe not seeing eye to eye or not getting along with. Try to look at them as an ally, not an enemy. Because once you look at another person as an enemy, an adversary, you're going to treat them in certain predictable ways that might not be conducive to conflict resolution or a healthy relationship. So try to see them as an ally, somebody who wants this problem resolved just as much as you do, because if you're each looking at each other as the problem, neither one of you are looking at the actual problem. If you look at them as an ally who wants to resolve it, and they do the same, then you're much more likely to resolve it. By the way, I counsel people to do it yourself anyway, even if they won't. You do what you know is right. So another part of this is to force yourself to look for the good. Look for the good. I often do an exercise. I work with couples from time to time, and I'll say, real quick, write down 10 faults of your mate. Go. All right, so they'll do that. And then I'll say, all right, now write down 10 positive qualities about your mate. Go. And I'll give them time to do that. And then I'll ask them, which list was easier? Which list came to you more readily? Well, that's going to depend on the status of the relationship, I'm sure. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, in our relationship, sometimes we have to force ourselves to look for the good. The bad is obvious. In fact, Abe Lincoln, who has some wonderful quotes, I'll share some of those from time to time with you. He said, those who look for the bad in people will surely find it. Huh? Those who look for the bad in people will surely find it. Can we also then say those who look for the good in people will surely find it as well? So look at the other as an ally, not an enemy. Practice what it says in Philippians 2, verses 1 through 5. Don't be concerned for your own interest only, but take an interest in other people as well and what they need, want, or deserve. I've got more to say about that, but I'm going to take a quick break and we'll cover that when we come back.
If you're enjoying these informative tips from Ron Price, be sure to visit his website, ronprice.com. There you'll find helpful articles and posts he has written, plus information about a video course he recorded for churches and small group ministries. Again, that's ronprice.com. If you have a specific question or situation you're facing, you may email him at ron@ronprice.com. Again, that's ron@ronprice.com.
We're back with Relationship CPR, talking about the power of perceptions. I'm encouraging you to look at other people as allies, not enemies, especially if you're in a conflict with them, if you're in a disagreement with them. We talked about Philippians 2, verses 1 through 5. Powerful scripture, by the way. Read it often. We would get along so much better if we would just practice what God tells us in those verses. I've mentioned before, and I'll probably mention again, I used to be certified to teach the Covey 7 Habits of Highly Effective People program, which is a secular program, but I promise you, I can take any one of those habits and I can find several texts from the Bible to back it up, because it's based on principles, biblical principles. I don't know if Dr. Covey knew that or not. One of his concepts is win-win or no deal for now. Again, if you're in a conflict with somebody else, the remedy, the out to that conflict, might not be obvious to you right away. I always encourage you, look for win-win. If you want a lasting resolution to your conflict, you better have win-win, or one person's not going to be satisfied and the conflict won't be over. They'll look for other ways to bring it back so maybe they can win the next time. But the real habit is win-win or no deal for now. We're going to strive for a win-win agreement, but if we can't, let's not close the door entirely. Let's leave it open just a bit, because maybe some new thinking, new possibilities might open up to us. So rather than just rush to court, which sometimes is appropriate, but usually not as a first course of action, win-win or no deal for now. Let's take a rest, take a break, and see if we can come back and see if we can reach a resolution. Just maybe we can do that. And by the way, it's the traditional win-win, not the new version. There's a new version of win-win. Do it my way and nobody gets hurt. That is not the win-win we're talking about. And by the way, while I'm on that, don't worry about 50-50 either. Please, please, please don't get hung up on 50-50. What you should strive for is, can each party walk away from the negotiation satisfied? You know what? Maybe I didn't get 50. Maybe I only got 49 or 48 or 47. I don't care. Can each person walk away from the discussion satisfied that the matter is resolved and go about in peace? If the answer is yes, then fine. Don't get hung up on 50-50. By the way, another helpful perception that won't surprise you is the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or actually, I've heard something called the platinum rule. You may have heard of this as well, and I don't like thinking we can improve on scripture, but do unto others as they would have you do unto them. That's probably a whole nother program. So I'll just leave it at that for now. But watch your perception of the other person. Look for the good. Look to satisfy their interests as well as your own. Treat them the way you want to be treated. Here's another interesting concept, I think, anyway. Have you ever heard of a Pyrrhic victory? a Pyrrhic victory. It's from way back in history. I don't know all the specific details, but I know this. A country or an army, some king, somebody won the war, but at such a cost that they might as well have lost. So many lives lost and so much damage done. That's a Pyrrhic victory. You may have heard that term, where you won, but you might have been better off losing. Well, have you ever heard of an Irenic victory? Irenic victory is where you lose, but you don't care. It's fine. And in fact, in some ways, you're glad you lost. I propose, as we as Christians are trying to do as far as we can do to get along with others, Romans 12:18, that we strive for Irenic victories. In fact, if you read 1 Corinthians 6:7, we read, why not rather be wronged? Why do you rush to take somebody to court? Why do you rush to seek vengeance? Why do you rush to get justice? I mean, sometimes that's appropriate, but again, other times, why not rather be wrong? Leave it to the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That's somewhere in the Bible. You know that. I also want you to consider, as we're talking about perceptions, something called the relationship bank account. This, again, is something I derived from Covey, adapted it. In any relationship that you're in, you have a relationship bank account. And this is not with total strangers, but again, people you interact with frequently. And in any bank account, you're making deposits or withdrawals. You make more deposits, the balance will go up. It'll be a healthy relationship. You make too many withdrawals, look out. You could be in serious danger. And so I challenge people to focus on, am I making enough deposits in this relationship? Am I watching out for the withdrawals and curtailing them as quickly and as often as I can? Here's an interesting question for you that I often ask. If you could make more deposits or less withdrawals and you wanted to improve a relationship, you could do one or the other, more deposits, more good contributions to the relationship, or less bad, which would you do? Most people say more good. Unfortunately, that's the wrong answer. The withdrawals, the damaging contributions to the relationship, are always so much more powerful than the deposits. You want to improve a relationship, identify what you're doing wrong, what you're doing to hurt the relationship, and stop them. Take them out of your experience. And then when you make deposits, which you certainly should do, they're going to go into positive territory. You don't have to use them to make up for the damage that you caused previously. Folks, life is hard. Relationships are tricky business. But with a little effort, we can have healthy relationships. And again, as far as depends on you, I encourage you to do that. Today's relationship CPR topic was Perceptions Are Powerful. I'm your host, Ron Price. You can contact me, by the way, at 505-324-6328 or email me, ron@ronprice.com. If you'd like to order one or more of my books, you can get them directly from Amazon. Or if you email me, I'll give you a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. This has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production.